It's Tuesday, September 28th, 2010. This is Wendy Erickson. I'm a reference librarian at the Parchment Community Library. And today, we're doing an oral history with Wayne Van Welden. So, Wayne, what is your full name?
Wayne Van Welden.
And when and where were you born?
I was born in Muskegon, Michigan. And I moved to Parchment when I was 13 years old.
What year were you born?
I was born in 1928.
1928, and you moved here when you were 13.
13, yes.
Where do you live today?
I live at Austin Lake, out in Portage.
And what is your personal connection to the Parchment area?
Well, I lived in, as I grew up from my age of 13, going to, that was before we had a high school in Parchment. I went to Kalamazoo Central. But I lived here in the city of Parchment.
Do you remember the address you lived
yes,
at?
Yes, I do. I lived at 409 Park Avenue.
Sure.
Up on a hill.
Right kind of behind the library here.
Yes, behind the library.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We enjoyed Kindleberger Park and played a lot of sports there. And baseball on a baseball field and softball field.
You bet.
Spent a lot of time with, got a lot of good playmates.
Mm-hmm.
We had back in those days here in Parchment.
Wayne, are you?
And I also worked during the summer months in the park and the program run by the city.
Program run by the, was it the Homeworks program?
The Homeworks program, yes.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I think I worked here for about four or five summers we used to.
Okay.
Move sprinklers, lawn, mow lawns, and days that... or rainy or so. They even had us, some of us young guys, clean some of the city sewers. There was a lot of sand and stuff down there,
sure,
and we used
sure.
to take buckets full of dirt and pull it out, and once in a while we'd spill some on our partner that was down in the hole there. And some later days, one of the guys worked for me, that I spilled some mud on it. He remembered the day we were kids and this happened.
Oh, boy.
So we had a good laugh over it.
Good. And you got paid for that.
And I got paid for it.
Do you remember how much?
Well, we started out, I think, at 25 cents an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked our way all the way up to 60 cents an hour after 4 or 5 years.
I see. And this
but
was,
at that time, that was pretty good money.
Then this was only boys, right?
This
teenage?
Was only the boys, yes.
Yeah.
A lot of the boys that I, at that time, we played ball together. We worked together. And
mm-hmm.
had a lot of good times. And we did a lot of good work for the city.
Yeah.
And the park.
The house you lived in wasn't a company house, was it? You know, built by Jake? He built company houses.
No, this was not.
In
no,
the very
this was
beginning.
This was a home my folks had built up on the top of the hill.
I see. What were your parents' names?
Paul and Cora Van Welden.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Cora Boot.
Cora Boot.
Boot, B-O-O-T.
Okay. And... have you brothers and sisters?
I have none.
You have none?
I have
none. You're an only child.
Yes.
Have you children?
We have, yes.
Okay.
We have three children.
Three kids.
And eight grandchildren.
Oh, grandchildren. What are the first names of your children?
Dennis.
Uh-huh.
Linda and Cindy.
Okay.
And
are they around here?
My son Dennis lives just a block down the street from me, and he's a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I have a daughter, Cindy, who lives in Pensacola, Florida, and she actually is in charge of quite a large store down there, a department store.
Okay.
And I have another daughter who is a realtor up in New Jersey.
I see.
So.
Okay.
They're all very active. And,
yeah.
Of course, all together we have eight or nine, or I have nine. Grandchildren.
Good. Okay.
But no great-grandchildren yet.
Not yet. What? So you moved here when you were 13?
Yes.
Do you remember downtown? Did you used to go downtown Parchment here?
Oh, yes. In fact, we spent a lot of time down in the city of Parchment as young men.
What were you doing? In the stores? Were you in Belle Isles? Was Belle Isles here?
We used to organized a lot of games. We not only played softball in Kenneth Park, but where Parchment Methodist Church is now located.
Yeah.
We used to use that as a ball field quite often.
Okay.
And also for touch football and some of the other games.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there was also a lot of girls our age that we used to follow around in the city of Parchment. So,
do you remember any of the stores?
Yes. In fact, Bob Belle Isles, the drugstore, and mm-hmm. I knew Bob real well because we used to play a lot of basketball games in the community house.
Oh, the community
house.
Yes.
They used to have a mill league, and we had a young boys team, the young men's team, made up of us guys from the neighborhood that played in the mill league.
You did?
And
did you have a name? Did you have a name for that team?
I think our team was called the Hawkeyes.
Oh.
I believe.
Okay.
I could be wrong on that, but Bob Belle Isle was one of our big competitors and with the team that he had, and he was a good ball player, and he gave us a lot of some real good games.
And this was basketball?
This was basketball.
Basketball.
We used to spend a lot of time at the community house.
Yeah.
Playing badminton and ping pong, and back when a good friend that lives here, had lived here in Parchment for many years, Jim Lohr, he and I played a lot of ping pong together, and he went on to become a runner-up in the state ping pong tournament later.
Okay.
And,
what other kind of... I have not heard this description from anybody yet about games and sports played in the community house.
Yes.
Because there obviously was a gymnasium in there.
There was a big gymnasium
but
back
badminton,
in the community house.
Yeah.
We used to have badminton games and a lot of basketball games.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a pool table in there and also a ping pong table.
Ah.
And
you'd play after school or on the weekends or?
Both.
Both.
Both, uh-huh.
Sure.
And... of course, as I mentioned earlier, we used to play. The mill had their basketball league also there, consisting of six or seven mill teams, plus us young men.
Yeah.
And so for several years we did that.
Do you still have your jersey?
No, I don't. No.
What number were you?
A lot of things have gone over.
Do you remember what number you were?
No, I don't.
Oh,
no.
Just curious.
No, or how many baskets I made, or that a team effort.
Uh huh. Sure.
But
sure.
Then we also started using the tennis courts here in the Kennebunk Park.
Yeah.
And in fact, that's where I got my start in tennis, which I still play.
You too.
And
yeah,
a good friend by the name of Bob Hopkins, who lived also on Park Avenue. He and I played a lot of doubles together, both at Kalamazoo Central and on. Then he, I think Bob went on down to live in Texas, so I haven't not seen him in a long time. But
mm-hmm.
Got me started in tennis. I still play a lot down both here in Kalamazoo and down in. We have a condominium down in Naples, Florida. So
sure,
we play with teams down there too.
Yeah.
But it all started in Kinderberger Park.
It did.
In the tennis court.
Yeah, that's quite a park.
Yes, it is.
That is quite a park. Can I ask you about how big was the house you lived in on Park?
How big the
how
house?
Many rooms was it?
Oh, my parents started building this house back in 1940. And, of course, the World War II came on, and so they had a heck of a time getting it started. We never moved in until about 46.
Ah,
and the house was two-story, probably three bedrooms and two baths, and a brick home. And, but the location was the key because it overlooked Kinderberg Park.
Yes,
we could see the softball diamonds and stuff from that house.
Sure, sure. I see. Telephones?
Did we have
a telephone?
Yes, we did.
You did have a telephone?
Yes.
It was indoor plumbing.
Yes,
indoor
we did.
Plumbing.
Indoor plumbing.
Yeah. Okay.
All the goodies.
Oh, good.
Right.
Do you remember your neighbors? Do any of your neighbors particularly stand out?
Yes. Well, neighbors on one side was Martinson's, And I think they ran a Riverside greenhouse back at that time.
Oh, yeah.
And on the other side where we lived, Van Zyls. I'm not sure I know what he did in life, but just beyond that was Carl Deal, who my dad played basketball with when he was a young man. And on up a little further up on the block was Vandenberg's.
Yeah.
And my dad also had played basketball with him. So
okay.
Old times when the three of them could get together.
I guess so. Yeah.
They all have passed on by now.
Yeah. And so you also mentioned, let me just ask you. You didn't go to school here, you mentioned, though.
No.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Did you go to school?
Well, in Muskegon, and then when we moved here finally, they didn't have two semesters. And I came here at the wrong time, so rather than going back a half a year, my parents sent me down to Vine, which is right behind Kalamazoo Central.
Yeah.
So I went through my ninth grade at Vine, then I went on through 10th, 11th, and 12th at Kalamazoo Central.
I see. Did you go to college?
I went to go Western Michigan for a couple of years.
You did? Okay.
And I probably would, actually 3 years. And I probably would have gone the fourth year, but had an opportunity to go with Woolworth.
Yeah.
As a major trainee, they call it. You have the four-year program, and they guaranteed you a store after 4 years.
Yeah.
So I thought at the time was a great opportunity, so I left college and went with them, and they sent me to Chicago, and I was there for 6 or 8 months, and I found that when you're once in Chicago, you always had to live in Chicago.
Yes.
And didn't care for that, so I came back here to Parchman.
Okay.
And I knew the Solomon boys from playing basketball. And,
yes.
And one was personnel manager, and I went to see him, and he suggested I talk with Forrest Christie, who was then vice president in charge of sales, and had an interview with him, and they said, well, how would you like to work in sales at KBP?
Mm-hmm.
So they hired me at that time.
Okay.
And I worked here about 3 months, and Uncle Sam sent me a letter that my friends and neighbors wanted me to join the Army.
Yes. What year was this?
This was in 1950. Right about the time the Korean War broke out.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent 2 years in the Army, but the company held my sales job open, and so when I got back out, I came back worked in sales.
Now, again, you started at KVP in 1950?
Yes.
And then got called to service?
Yes.
That same year?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And then how long were you away?
I was away for 2 years.
For 2 years. Okay.
And I came back, and they had a sales job, inside sales.
Inside sales. Yeah.
And I went from there and got into the management of it some years later. And then after about 20 years, when we merged with KVP Sutherland, moved over to the board division in Sutherland.
Okay.
As the administrative manager over there.
So you worked, 1950 to 1970?
Yes.
In inside sales the whole time?
Regular inside sales, and then as a manager of they call it the meat and poultry division, I guess, the meat and poultry sales area.
Sure. The paper that served that division.
Actually, I worked with Fred Van Curen and Ted Mangum.
Okay.
And
what was that like, doing that every day? Was it fun? Was it a good job?
It was a marvelous job. Had not only inside, but we did a lot of fair amount of traveling, working with various field salesmen.
You did.
When we put on different shows that showing our products
at
different places, like the Palmer House and there in Chicago, which I really remember. And we went to a lot of poultry shows because we were in the meat and pack meat.
You did.
Division, so
poultry shows. Now, what describe those?
Well, that's where people who are processing chickens and those companies around the primarily coming from the southeast, but there were also some out in the Middle West. They would have their conventions, and we were selling paper to these people for jibble wrappers and poultry box liners, which was a lot of business at that time. So we went to we showed our wares at their meetings, and also the meat packers conventions that they like Armour and Swift and Wilson and Hormel and Morrell and some of those big packers would have conventions, and we put our paper on display there.
And would you get big orders there, or was that just for display?
Well, it was mostly customers we were servicing around the United States. And they would, so we would be at their show. We'd have to show our products there, and because they would be buying from some of our competitors also, not only from KVP.
Sure.
I think of like ham wrappers quite often with the meat packers. We made, we used to laminate several different grades of paper together that they wrapped these whole hams back then.
Right.
Now it all's gone to films. And,
yep.
They were not only buying from KVP, but they were buying from Patterson Parchment and West Carleton and some of the competitors too.
Sure.
So we'd have to.
You'd have to get out there.
We'd have to try to encourage them. And at that time, the KVP, the paper business was going great guns. You know, during those
was
years,
it?
And we were growing. We had 50-some salesmen on the road and selling, and we'd work with all these different guys, and it was quite an operation. It's hard to believe it doesn't exist anymore.
Is it? Is it? Because at its height, there were a couple thousand people working for this company here,
that's
at least.
And you figure we had 50 salesmen on the road,
on
the inside sales, and
we
have big sales meetings, and some of them were held right here at the community house.
And Uncle Jake would address everybody, probably.
Well, Uncle Jake had passed away by the time I got here.
He died in 47,
45, 46, but I think our leader back then was Ralph Hayward.
Sure.
And Doc Southern was the vice.
Yes. Southern, S-O-U-T-H-O-N.
Correct.
Yes.
So, and then of course Christie and Don Brunell were sales managers back in my day back there. And we used to put on big sales meetings here, and we all had our. That was a big time. We'd have to put on presentations for our field sales people.
Yeah.
To get them encouraged and on the new ideas and new formulations of paper that we were putting out and what we could do with it and how we could sell it and so forth.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
It was.
It was a big deal here. You're right.
So after 20 years of that, I had to change my thinking a little bit and go talk about board.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
So.
And you worked there from 1970 till?
I was administrative manager over in the board division. From 1970 till I retired in 91, I guess it was.
91, okay. So you were here when Sutherland.
Yeah, KVP Sutherland.
KVP Sutherland was in what, early 60s?
Yeah, that was probably middle 60s
when
we were put together.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over there in 1970.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay. What was it like over in that plant?
Oh, well, I'm hesitating how to answer that because I think a lot of the board people or the Southern people kind of resist a lot of the KVP people coming over there in supervisory capacities. But in time, that kind of blended together.
Yeah.
We had some good camaraderie over there.
Okay.
But the first few years, when we tried to, it wasn't one company taking over the other. We tried to blend them together, but you still blend your ideas into theirs, and then there was some resentment there because there was just a few of us KBP people over there in the port division.
Sure.
And
did anybody quit over that?
Yeah, there was, during the merger, there was some people quit, a lot of people, some people were let go because we merged and we tried to cut costs. By doing with fewer, same job, maybe, or similar, and we'd get by with one rather than two.
Yeah.
So there was
some
of that. But we went through a lot of that in later years, too, when Brown Company and James River and all of them came along. So there were a lot of hectic days.
Were there?
Yeah. Yeah. There.
Everybody trying to get on the same page, right?
Well, that's right. We try to put these companies together and do it the best, taking the best policies from both in some cases. And
Yeah.
But primarily I was in sales most all the way. And we blended things together.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Do you remember when you were living here?
Mm-hmm.
Those 10 years you were living here. So you were only like 13 till early 20s.
Yes.
Do you remember any hot issues going on around here?
Hot issues?
Hot issues going on in Parchment, or really in what year would that have been?
Well,
when you were what year was it when you were 13?
Well, I was about the early 40s. I mean,
because you were born what year?
I was born in 28.
That's right. Okay.
So in 40, during the war.
During the war.
Yeah, during World War II.
Yeah.
So that was, you could say that was a hot issue.
That was very big. Did that affect, I know the mill, I've heard from other oral histories, the mill got work though.
Yes, that's what I
from
heard.
From the war.
Of time.
Yeah.
I went to 50s, the wars were done.
That's, yeah.
But I think Kinneberger and the predecessors, or people following him, they tried to keep everybody employed.
Yes, I've
And even
I
if
have
they had cut
that.
Down on the hours that they worked.
Right.
But,
right.
And I heard there were a lot of people that were trying to get jobs at KVP because they at least they could work some hours.
Something.
Yeah, so JK was.
Exactly.
Good,
kept the
had
place
a marvelous
going.
Job in that regard.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, the war, did you undergo rationing and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, we had, we as a young people had the Victory Garden.
Yeah.
We're kind of behind where Mill 2 is now, where the buildings are still there. But there was a Victory Garden where we would spend some time there to help grow the crops and the vegetable, the product, the crops that we had, we would pretty well give to the community and so forth. And
you weren't selling? You were giving away?
I don't ever recall selling them, no.
Okay.
As a young kid back then, I think we pretty well just gave it to them. We brought some home and gave it to our friends and neighbors. And
load up a wagon and walk up and down the
streets?
Well,
I don't know if it was quite
do?
That way. I think we just...
Or they'd come
I,
to
I
you?
Think there was... Probably, as I recall, we took some home, but there was always a lot left.
I see.
The people that handled us, the thing.
Yeah.
They may have sold some of it. I don't know.
Okay.
That part, but it was a Victory Garden, and we all spent a little time in it.
I see.
So, as a young teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were necessities then.
Right.
I would think. Did you attend church when you lived here?
No, not really. I did attend church, but you're referring to the Parchment community.
Yeah,
the Methodist
wasn't
church.
The Methodist church in there?
Yeah,
for a
it
while?
Was at the community house back in those days.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did. We were members at North Park Reform downtown.
Sure.
But we used to play a lot of basketball, a lot of softball against in the church leagues against Parchment.
Is that right? There were church leagues all over town?
Yes, all over.
Softball.
Not in Parchment, but in Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo.
And so we played out of Kalamazoo, and always a group from Parchment Methodist Church was involved. And a couple of years, we didn't have a team at North Park, so Jim Lohr and I played with Parchment Methodist.
I see.
Because we both lived out here.
So sure.
That was
sure.
No, my only association with the Parchment Methodist Church.
I see. Okay. All right. Do you remember any big parades out here?
Big
when
parades.
When you were a kid, would they do parades?
No, I don't recall.
Didn't,
any
didn't
parades,
do parades
no.
or
no.
So.
No.
So didn't. What went? How did you guys celebrate, like Halloween or Thanksgiving or Christmas? Most is this mostly home celebrations or was there like big
well,
huge parties somewhere or?
Well, not that I recall, we had any huge parties, but we did the trick or treating as kids did or
sure.
still do.
No really
and,
bad tricks.
We
no
probably
bad tricks.
Ended up at somebody's house and had a party of some
okay.
some type too.
Okay.
We were always good kids. We didn't do much vandalism.
You weren't tipping things over, no.
That I'm going to talk about here anyway.
Okay.
But we had one nice thing about a small community. The guys and gals had. We had the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. And
yeah.
It kind of brought everybody together a little
yeah.
bit. And we did things as a group quite often.
Right.
And the park was available to us
right.
to use in the sports. And the community house was available to us to use in the winter for winter sports.
Sure.
And so it brought a lot of people together. You know, it was,
yeah.
I would have some friends not living in this area near the park, but I also had friends way on the other side of Parchment.
Uh-huh.
We were all Parchment people. You know?
That's right.
So, unlike living in a big city, we were
yeah.
more sectioned off.
Yes.
So it was a great year, and I can't say enough about that program that we had during the summer months,
yeah.
where we could work in the park, and we had we kept up the gardens that were in the park,
mm-hmm.
the flowers and stuff as
sure.
well. And I always remember, we always had some fun too, because one of the fellas always had the job of where the library now sits was right next to the community house.
That's right.
And they had a big green lawn on the side.
Mm-hmm.
The only way they could water that was with a big fire hose.
Oh.
And the guy, whoever was running that fire hose, would be squirting it around. Well, we saw any of those guys walk into where the office or the shop area is, and still
yes.
is over there.
Yes.
He would get that, he'd get that hose at us, and we'd get wet.
Yes.
In a hurry. But it being the summertime,
sure.
but it kind of brought a lot of people together, a
yeah.
lot of guys closer together. We
yeah.
had fun over it.
Do you get back here much? Out
Do
here
I
to
get
Parchment?
Back here very much?
You
no,
attended the reunion. Did you attend the reunion out here?
Yes, I did.
That we
yeah,
did the
no,
library sponsored in
great.
July. How was that? Did you see a lot of guys?
You know, I was a little disappointed in the people I saw because being in sales and management, I didn't see too many of those that were back then.
You didn't.
Mostly, I think people lived in the mill
yeah.
that were here.
Okay.
And but there were a few.
Uh-huh.
I know our credit manager was here, and I met him. I hadn't seen him in 20-some years.
Great.
So I was really impressed with the turnout you had here. And
so were we.
And it was, oh, yeah.
We were expecting 100, and we had way over 300 people here.
Oh, that's marvelous.
Yeah, it was great. And we're
going to
do that again next year.
And have all the history of that was.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name right at the moment.
You mean the films we were showing?
The wrote the book and...
Joe Chatterton,
yeah.
And we had those two DVDs.
I hope Joe, if he hears this, forgives me for not remembering
That's
his
all right.
name. Because Joe had worked, he was in a lab at the time I was in sales. And
That's right.
He asked for his advice several times.
Yes.
So...
he's the historian for the mill, you know?
Yes, he is.
And really, for most of Parchment, he's it.
Yep.
Yep, he's done a wonderful service.
My son-in-law, who worked here in the mill for a while as in maintenance, worked with or had quite a few dealings with Joe Chatterton.
Oh, yes?
So he tells me. And,
okay.
He also enjoyed reading Joe's book that I bought.
Oh, he did? Yeah.
And he read it. He lives now down in Florida, so.
What's your son-in-law's name?
Brad Boven.
Okay.
And he worked here probably for 10 or 15 years before he
did
left.
He? Okay.
He left us before the, kind of went downhill here.
Yeah. Everything. Yeah, that's what I heard too.
So.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. But Joe. Yeah, Joe's the. How did you meet your wife?
How did I meet my wife?
Yeah.
Well, while I was going to college, I worked at W.T. Grant part-time.
What was that business? And
that was the retail store downtown.
Okay.
Much like Penny's is and so forth. But
a department
Grant,
store.
A department store. So I worked down there for while I was going to college, and B, my wife worked also there. And we both happened to work in the men's department, so that's where we met.
Sure.
And,
sure. When did you get married?
Got married in 1950.
Okay. And, well, that was a big year for you. You got married,
that's
KVP,
right. Yeah,
you went into the service.
Yes, that's right.
There was
a lot of things happened.
Lots going on then.
And we're still married. We're going to celebrate our 60th anniversary here next March.
Congratulations. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
So do you get, if you see parchment now, actually, you know,
right.
Compared to the way it looked,
oh.
Changed a lot, hasn't it?
Oh, it is amazing. Yeah, you know, we had such a good company,
yeah.
A profitable company, and it was growing.
Yeah.
And to see what happened. But it's not, a lot of the mergers didn't help us over the years.
Yeah.
And, of course, with the pulp source more down in the southeast,
yeah.
We didn't have our own pulp mill. We unfortunately sold that up in Espanola. But
did you ever get up there?
Never got up there.
To the pulp mill?
No,
that's Espanola, Ontario, Canada.
Yes, never got to get up there. But
now, I understand. Does that connected with the jackpine land that KVP owned?
Yes, I think it did.
They used the jackpine?
Yes. Yes.
In that mill up there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Right.
And,
okay. But it's like we were saying, that town has completely changed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But at least it looks like they're going to,
yes.
The mill's going to be
the
torn
down.
The
demolition plan has been approved.
Right.
And, that's right.
Let's hope yeah, let's hope the development works out for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that big River Reach development that's planned. We'll see.
The one thing that really amazes me how the community credit union started out as just a small little house for us employees, and now the mill is no longer, but that has grown tremendously.
It has.
With many offices around this area.
That's right. It was the Papermakers Credit Union when it started, wasn't it?
That's right. Exactly. Yeah.
And now it's
just for the KVP.
That's right. And now it's First Community Federal
Credit
Union.
That's right.
Credit Union.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've grown faster than we have went downhill.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I understand there's a lot of former mill people that still have accounts there.
Yes, and me included.
You included.
Yes, all these years.
Stuck with it all these years.
Right, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, they've been a good organization to be associated with.
Sure. If we could wrap it up a little bit.
All right.
Have I missed anything, Wayne, that you wanted to talk about?
Oh, no, not necessarily. I think we covered the waterfront.
The mill had a big impact on your family, right?
The what?
Had a big impact on your family.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
having, lived here for a number of years,
yeah.
And worked with the company many years. And
yeah.
So many of the guys that I worked with had quite an influence on my life. And in fact, one of them, Norm Gardner, I started out with, he and I both worked on the inside, and Norm then started his own company called PaperCon down in Atlanta, Georgia, and we sold him a lot of paper over the years.
Oh.
And I still have been seeing him every year. Unfortunately, last year he passed away.
Oh.
Norm at the age of 85.
Yeah.
But his wife, people that might hear this, his wife is still doing well, and
What's her name?
Oh, yeah.
You said Norm Gardner.
Norm Gardner.
Norm Gardner, yeah. His wife.
I'm sorry, the name don't come to me right now.
You almost had it. Not Trixie.
No.
That's what you were going to say. Not Trudy.
No. I'll be thinking of it.
I know.
Very shortly.
But you'll think of it after we end. Right,
that's
yeah,
right.
That's how that's supposed.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Let me ask you one last question. What would you like people to remember most about Parchment?
What would I like to have them remember most? That's a difficult question to answer, I think. I think overall what Kimber had done in setting up this city, setting up the mill, offering employment for so many people, and it's such a nice community, and, mm-hmm. And just hope it continues. And it's a lot of fond memories of it. And
great.
I can't think of anything else.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we love getting these individual stories. You're contributing to the local history of this area, and we really appreciate it.
Well,
thanks, Wayne.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.